when the NHS started in 1948, there were just 144,000 staff members. That's now grown tenfold to 1.4 million across the UK. And of course, there are so many more treatments available, which means the care we get is far better. But what people need to grasp is that right up until 2010, really, the amount we invested in the NHS increased about, on average, about 3% every year. But in the last 5 years, it's just been 0.75%. And the main driver of that, of course, is the huge national debt, which is growing, which means that there's a smaller slice of the cake overall to offer the NHS. And I think people working in the NHS feel frustrated that this is the key issue that, that none of the political parties really seem to be addressing adequately. Just put, to put it in, into perspective, the our debt's grown from about 700 billion up to almost 1.5 trillion since 2009. And we're spending now as a country over 50 billion per year just servicing that debt on the interest. That's almost half of what we spend on health. So it has repercussions across the whole board for welfare, education, health and everything. So I don't think it's possible to look at the NHS in isolation apart from that much bigger challenge that we face as a country. But there's no question that people working at the coalface are feeling huge pressure that they're having to do much more with less.
Christian Medical Fellowship, obviously there to support many people who actually work within the NHS and within wider medical care.
Yes, we've got 5,000 doctors as members, and we have about 200 nurses as members, and virtually all of those would work in the NHS, and of course lots of students as well. And the story that we hear from everyone is that just about everyone is under a lot of pressure. They're feeling short staffed, there aren't enough resources, a lot of people are taking time off, and there doesn't seem to be cover when sickness strikes staff. And people are carrying a much bigger load than they did 5 years ago. And I think what we've got to remember is that we have to make a further £30 billion of savings, we're told, by the year 2020, the next 5 years. And where that extra £30 billion is going to come from is just not clear at all. £8 billion of that is extra funding, £22 billion from more efficiency savings. But it is a massive challenge that is being faced by staff that's not easily resolved.